This is episode 2233 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 5 of our series we're exploring this week. This week, it's all about staying positive in a negative situation. As you're exploring this week's series, I want you to know you can find the full half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. You receive a positivity journal as well as a positivity slowdown guide with an herbal tea recommendation, all the meditation techniques you were exploring this week, as well as a yoga pose customized for this week's series. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app free for 7 days, an entire week's series. That's where you can always find more if you're ready for it, for the 30-minute guided meditations there. So how are you doing with your challenge this week? Every week we explore a challenge right along with a meditation series. Your challenge this week is a unique challenge where you are focusing on the ordinary miracles you come across in everyday life. Today I was out walking along the mangroves on the beach near where I live in Florida. I live on a barrier island just off the coast of Florida. And I saw 2 night herons. It's rare to see these birds, and I saw 2 of them together. They were perched on a large mangrove area, and they were looking intently into the waters below them for fish. So their necks were craned, and they were sitting there for a long time. They had been sitting there before I came across them, and I watched them for about 10 minutes. They hadn't caught any fish while I was there watching them, and I'm sure that they stayed maybe all day fishing in that spot. They were incredibly patient. Fishing requires patience, and this ordinary miracle I saw of these 2 rare night herons fishing so patiently. I wonder how you're doing with your challenge today, where your focus is patience. So every day this week, I'm sharing with you a challenge to look for a particular kind of miracle each day. For today, look for the miracles of patience. It could be in nature. It could be with someone you're observing, especially somebody who maybe is with a young child, or with someone who is being rude to you, and you're noticing this requires great patience to control your temper. So your journal prompt, I know many of you are journaling right along with your meditations. Your journal prompt is to journal about the ordinary miracles you see today that have to do with patience. And you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you cultivate the virtue of patience. I want to share with you what your fellow meditator has to say about patience in their life. This is from Carl from the Netherlands. He writes, "I want to share with you how much meditation has helped me to enjoy the moment. I used to rush through my day, and at the end of the day, I could hardly even remember the things that I had done because I did them so absent-mindedly. Meditation helped me to be more mindful about how I am living my life. This has created so much more life satisfaction and I've never felt calmer or happier. Thank you for sharing daily meditations and for focusing on a different theme each week. The different themes help me to focus on different parts of my life that I hadn't considered before. Thank you, Carl, for listening all the way from the Netherlands and for giving yourself this permission to slow down. It's true that when you slow down, you become more mindful of how you live your life, and this brings so much more quality and richness to your life experiences. I'm sure many of you know this as you meditate each day, but for those of you who are new, I hope that Carl's message will give you some hope to keep showing up for yourself. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Sit up straight and close your eyes. As you close your eyes, as always, keep them gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. Begin to notice where you hold tension in your body. Notice what may have caused that tension. Notice what's going on with your emotions today. Not going so deeply into particular moments, just observing how you're feeling and why you're feeling this way. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Reflect on a moment when you've felt impatient. Maybe you felt impatient today. Or maybe there's some situation or some person that generally causes you to feel impatient. Now reflect on how you could slow down and appreciate the gift of each moment in your life. Notice if your impatience is caused by a lack of time, and consider why you need to rush through the moments or times when you feel impatient. Consider what it would be like if you allowed yourself a little more grace and a little more time. Notice if you feel like your impatient moments have to do with feeling like you need to be doing something more significant or more important. and consider how sometimes the small, insignificant moments add up to create a major part of your life. How could you value the little moments of your life more? Continue reflecting and then allow yourself to simply sit in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.